Hey, JB.
What's up?
Don't stop.
Keep pouring?
Keep pouring, my friend. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls around the world, welcome to another edition here of The Last Drop. I am your Godfather Whiskey, I'm JB, and normally on these end-of-the-month episodes, I tend to call this the JB Show. It's just me by myself, sitting around chatting, having a good conversation with all the fine folks out there in the world that's having a nice little sip. And normally I call this episode Store Pick Monday, but I'm kind of breaking the rule already in my third month in doing this, and I don't have a store pick. I have shit tons of store picks, but I'm not drinking a store pick today. What I will be drinking on is something very special that I wanted to talk about because I just got this bottle last Monday, or might have been before that, actually. I just don't remember now. Anyway, it finally came, and I can't wait to try this right here on the air. First impressions, has not opened it yet. I've held this thing for a week, even though I was dying to fucking try it. But I said, no, I'm going to wait. And we got a lot to talk about, too, though. But the bottle is Blue Run High Rye Bourbon, batch number 2. 2/14/2022. Bottle number 2,629 out of 4,848. That is fucking tremendous right there. And I'm excited to try this because I'm so excited. I'm going to go ahead and pop this bad boy open before I even get into what we're talking about today. And, you know, oh, get a whiff of that. Oh, so heavenly. Oh, my God. This might be my new go-to. I love batch 1, so. Oh, man, look at that. Got my Blue Run hat on. Want to thank Mike for that again. Oh, man, this is. Oh, you know what? Fuck it. Let's pour some more in here. Let's fill this glass all the way up to the top. Fuck a 2 ounce. Woo-wee. I'm feeling special today. So, instead of Store Pick Monday, we're just going to call this Blue Run Monday. And we're just going to talk some Blue Run. But we're also going to talk we're going to give a quick little album review of Kavinsky's new album, Reborn. So you can call this Blue Run Reborn Monday. Kavinsky had a new album that just dropped. Thought I would probably just talk a little bit about it until we come back with Whiskey Week, which, by the way, next week is The Last Drop's 3-year anniversary. That smells so heavenly. It is the 3-year anniversary of The Last Drop, so stay tuned for that. April is a big month for us because that's the first month where we did a first Whiskey Week, a first Beer Week, and a first Mix and Match Week. So I'm excited to see what Cody brings out. I'm bringing back something, you know, that I'm bringing back something that we didn't have on the very first Whiskey Week. But it was in the same family, so I'm looking forward to doing that. It's gonna be a celebration, bitches. And we're probably gonna talk more Kavinsky so I can get Cody's thoughts on the album and stuff like that. But I listened to the album like 3 times already. You know, it's perfect car kind of music stuff, especially when it comes to Kavinsky. But I gotta say, if I can give a little backstory here, I wasn't that huge on Kavinsky's first album. And then we went back on it. Yeah, I think we were talking about, what was the name of the song where Havoc was on there? I think it was, Suburbia, that was the name of the song, whatever. And I was just like, damn, these rhymes are terrible. I actually don't really care for the song all that much now. You know, listening to the lyrics of it, I was like, oh, I really don't like that. And, you know, I was thinking about it for the longest. I was like, was Night Call on that album? Because I have the vinyl of that, and Night Call and PCH was on there. And I was like, is PCH even on there? And I'm looking at it now. Yeah, PCH is not on the album. And I'm looking at this going like, well, shit. The Night Call EP is fucking better than the album, at least to me. I mean, it has PCH and Night Call and a bunch of Night Call remixes on there. Odd Look I like a lot. I hate that fucking video because I think the acoustics, the sounds of the acoustics just fucking terrible. I mean, maybe he did that intentionally, but I just don't enjoy it at all because you can hear the actions going on in the video more than you can actually hear the music, and that just bothers the shit out of me. Look, it's cool that he's beating up a bunch of people in the bar or whatever, but I don't really want to hear those sound effects. I want to hear the fucking beat of the song. But as far as the song goes, I like the song a lot. I think he kind of fucked it up when he put The Weeknd on there, and I was just like, well, I really don't want to hear that now. But I'm looking at Odd Look and Night Call being the best song on here, at least to me. I do like First Blood as well, but I'm looking at the rest of these. I don't really care for all that much, like Rampage. I like Protovision. I'm Blizzard. Yeah, I'm listening to Blizzard right now. I guess I like it. Okay. Yeah, it's all right. I don't know. It doesn't wow me. I'm not too crazy on it. I like Protovision. Protovision's cool. Odd Look, I like Odd Look. Rampage, I don't fucking like Rampage. Sound like something in some B-level horror film or something like that. I'm not a fan of it. Suburbia. I love that beat. I do not like Havoc's lyrics. So. But you know what? I'll put Suburbia on there because I can tolerate the lyrics. It's nothing like god-awful. You know, I thought I used to like this song, but now, like, I think I just like the concept of it, but the longer it goes on, I'm like, yeah, that shit's kind of annoying. But I'm not really even, I gotta be honest, I'm not really a fan of this album now. Hold on, Night Call, this shit right here. Yeah, that's the shit right there. I like Dead Cruiser. Okay, well, we're taking me back a little bit on here. Grand Canyon, I don't give a fuck about that song, so we can go ahead and cancel that. First Blood is all right. So I'm about 50-50 on this album, judging from the songs I'm just, like, blazing through right now. Road Game. I like that little noise in the background. I like a road game a little bit. I don't give a fuck about Endless. So I know it's just because I'm about half. I don't really care for a lot of songs. It's an album together. I mean, it's okay. I'm not really blown away. I don't really go back to this album that much, to be honest. I mean, I listen to Night Call like crazy. Odd Look, I don't even really go back on much. Night Call is the main one I go back on. So when I heard this new album, there was nothing on here that really, like blew my mind, if you will, or anything like that. Like, I'm listening to, this might not even be a perfect example, but I'm listening to Starcadian's new album, or I had listened to it, and I hear that song Gutter on there. I think that shit just, like, I was like, oof, this song's a hit right here.
Lay down in the hole. Where I feel this in my bones.
Okay, that song blew my fucking mind. I thought that song was awesome. So when I go into this new album has, there's songs I like on here. Actually, I would damn near say I probably like almost every song on here. I'm not crazy about, I think it was Vigilante or Zombie. It might even be both. I just didn't care for them, to be honest. I didn't think they were bad. I just, skippable. Especially because one of my favorite songs on here is Outsider. And if I didn't care for Vigilante and Zombie all that much, I'm like skipping it just to get the Outsider and Horizon. But I think I like more songs on this album than I do on the first album. Renegade was his first single off the album. There's no way in hell it's better than fucking Night Call. Like, that's just... That would be blasphemous to say. But I enjoyed it. It grew on me a lot, actually. And then Zenith, I thought that was a damn good single. I think that was, like, what I was looking for as far as the singles go for this album. I mean, this... It's like the calm before the storm or whatever. This is where it really gets grooving. I love it. I was vibing to that one. I was like, yeah, I like that better than Renegade. I like that. That one, like, stuck with me right away. It didn't take me, like, a few listens to catch on like Renegade was, even though I like Renegade. Zenith was just like, okay, you got me hooked now. What's this album going to sound like? I think Cameo is his new single. I haven't checked it out yet. I've listened to the song, obviously. And... when I heard the song, I was like... I like it, though. I mean, I like it. It's after 9 years, though, that's when that first album came out. 9 years I waited for this. I'm like, eh. Honestly, it sounds like a reintroductory album. Which, you know, damn well people still playing Nightcall. Like, come on. I listen to this. It's got Kareem Lomax on it doing the vocals, and I'm like, eh. I think why I don't care for it that much is just because it kind of just sounds... mainly in the lyrical aspect or whatever. It just kind of sounds generic. But I wasn't blown away by this. I enjoyed it, but not as much. Let's get with the first song. It was Pulsar. So I hear this. This opens the whole album out. Sipping on my Blue Run High Ride Bourbon Park Patch 2 right now. God damn, this tastes so different from Blue Run Batch 1. I like this intro. Pulsar was a win for me. And then the next song was Reborn. I wasn't too crazy about this opener. I was like, But then that part kicked in. I was like, oh. Go away, notifications. Honestly, the way I'm talking, it sounds like I'm not really even a Kavinsky fan, which I am. I don't know. I guess I don't know why I have higher expectations on him. The man only has one fucking album, but the vocals just don't blow me away. I like the there's a part in the song. I don't think I care for it either. The beat is perfect. I like the beat a lot. The vocals is just not doing it for me. I think it's what Cody said about the Renegade single. I can't remember exactly what he said, but he said something wasn't like attaching him to it or something. I think the same thing here. Maybe if I just like listen to it over and over again. I've heard the album like 3 times now, and it's these parts in the lyrics. So I was just like, yeah, I don't really care for it. We've heard Renegade.
Yeah! I'm on a run with you.
Actually, I think this is the best part of the song, too. This is the opening.
I'm on a run with you.
We got a trigger on here. Let's see. See, now Trigger takes me back to the first album a little bit, because Trigger got that Dead Cruiser vibe to it. That's what they call Kavinsky, the Dead Cruiser. I can see this song continuing on from the previous album. I like Trigger, if you can tell. Zenith might be my favorite song though with lyrics in it. I mean, yeah. Oh, wait a minute, does Goodbye, I can't remember how much lyrics Goodbye have, but Zenith has like full on lyrics like throughout the whole damn song. I know like Goodbye and like what's the song, my favorite, Outsider on there. They don't really have too much lyrics going with it, but Goodbye has a Sebastian Tellio. I might be fucking his name up actually, but whatever. I'm a big fan of his. I love his music. And Goodbye just sounds perfect, but I don't know why he didn't end the album with this song. Not because it has Goodbye in the title or whatever, but it just has that that very smooth jazz Sebastian feel to it, you know? This is what you put on the after hours when you pouring a nice glass of whiskey and you lighting them candles up and you setting the mood. You got the silk pillowcases down and you getting that fresh salmon right out of the the freezer, but we just caught that salmon. We caught that salmon. We cooked his ass on the grill, cut his bones out and everything. You sitting in your nice little lazy boy sofa. You got that Blue Run whiskey on you, and you just. And you hear them lyrics kick in, you go like, yeah. Start thinking about all the accomplishments you had in your life and shit. You go like, I'm looking at my Blue Run shelf right now, and I'm just staring at it as I hear this. I'm like, yeah, I did well. I don't have that Black Butterfly. I think that's the 13.5 year, maybe? I know Frank got two of them, and I really want one really bad. Blue Run. You got to find me the Black Butterfly. I just need it. I really need that Black Butterfly. Like, my favorite color is black. I'm black. I just need it, okay? I just need the Black Butterfly. I don't want any other Blue Run bottle but that one. I mean, well, don't get me wrong, I actually do want all the Blue Run bottle, but that one in particular, I need that one, okay? I got that golden, that copper, dirty, golden rye butterfly, whatever the hell color that thing is. I got this butterfly, I got like three of these butterfly rainbow ones now. I got the white one for the cash strength, got two of those. I don't have a fucking black one though. It's killing me now. I need a fucking Black Butterfly. I never thought I'd be this goddamn obsessed with butterflies. This song is so goddamn smooth now. Here. Actually, this might be my favorite song on the track, on the album. This just suits my vibe perfectly. When I listen to synth wave or synth pop, synth electronic, whatever you want to call it, I always try to think outside of what I like to, and I go like, who could I play this for, like, that don't really listen to this music, and go like, oh, okay, that track right there, I could listen to that. And I hear this track and I go like, I bet if I played this for a few people, they'd be like, man, that is like so smooth. About as smooth as this Blue Run whiskey right here. Next track here is Plasma. I had fun with this track. The lyrics, once again, ain't blowing my mind or whatever, but like, I like the energy of Morgan Phelan in this song. This is track number, I like the halfway point, because Yeah, definitely would have said, yeah, this song definitely belongs at the halfway point. Because you want something with a little bit, a lot of energy to start your album off. And I think Morgan brings it in his vocals on this one. And then to have it back-to-back with another vocal song, Zenith. Oh, actually, Cameo is the next one. I thought Zenith was the next one. Okay. Well, you got this, Cameo, and Zenith going three back-to-back songs with vocals in it. Obviously, I think Cameo is the weakest of the three, but Zenith, you know, we already just heard that. Is it Vigilante? Okay, see, I don't like that shit at all. It's Vigilante. The fucking opening. This shit's annoying as shit, actually. Okay, it goes back to, like, when I say, when I try to get, like, other people to listen to synth, I couldn't play this shit for them, because they'd be like, what the fuck is this? Yeah, we can skip that. I don't like that song at all. Zombie sounds like some fucking B-track level Beat It song. But I like Zombie more than Vigilante. So I was looking up reviews on the album too, and it's got a lot of mixed reviews. I saw some people giving it like 2.5s. I saw some 4s out of 5s. Some 3s in there. I can tolerate Zombie way more than Vigilante. I do not like Vigilante. I think that fucking song sucks, actually. Not a fan. Although Zombie's not one of my favorite songs on here, it's probably in the, like, my bottom version of it. I see if someone likes this song, I can see someone enjoying it. It's got a lot of energy to it too, as well. Just like what was the song I was just talking about? Not Goodbye, Plasma. But I just want to skip it. I want to get to Outsider. What I like about this song is it has a lot of cinematic feel to it, you know. Opens up with that high key piano. What it sounds like is I like a lot of the slower songs on this album than I do the high speed ones. I think that's why some of the songs on the first album I wasn't too crazy about, because they sound a little grungy to me, you know. I need something that's like clean and smooth. And for me, I don't know, that's probably why I don't like the video for Odd Look, because it's just got that fucking grungy, well, the sound effects, I just don't like the sound acoustics going with it, but. This just sounds like a night drive for me. And the funny thing is this is probably one of the most simplistic songs on the fucking album, too. It's probably most, actually, it might be in, like, the top three most generic ones on here, too, because I'm sure you can find something in similar fashion, not of the same tone of it, though. Because, you know, you can hear that. You'll hear that in a lot of fucking synth or electronic songs, actually. But I enjoy it. As you can see, I like a lot of the songs that don't have much lyrics to it. I think that's why Goodbye is so perfect. It's because Sebastian knows to keep it very short, and he just hits his vocals like straight to the point where they need to be. And if you are going to add some vocals, bring some energy in there, or something unique and different, like how Nightcall did. You know, Nightcall is like, I wouldn't say it's like completely different or whatever, but like that. I'm giving you a nightcall, tell you how it feels. And then the other vocals come in. There's something about you. Odd Look has like a little bit of different, because, you know, it has those vocals going for it, but like, the voice is just like so distorted and shit, sometimes you can't even make it out. And the last song on here is Horizon, which I also enjoy. Horizon would have went great. That would have been a great trio if you would have had Outsider, Horizon, and Goodbye. Oh, man. Man, Outsider is something I could totally see like a Daft Punk move too, though. I think that's why I enjoy it as much. At least from a vocal standpoint, not in the B section. Because Daft Punk would have cranked this up to 1,000. And I mean like in a very good way. See how simple, man, I think that's what I love. I love the simplicity. I'm a very simple human being. I don't need anything like blowing my mind. You give me something cool I can vibe with. Have a nice little drink too. Lounge in the chair. Man, I'm all for it, man. Look at this. I think this is a good song to end it with, but when you got a song like Goodbye on there, man, I would have ended the album with that. It's the one time I'll be like critical of like track placements. I know reviewers love fucking moving track placements around or something like that all the time, but I try not to do that because I don't know the story of how the artists put the tracks together. It's not like they randomly just putting shit on there and saying, like, make that number 5, who cares, whatever. There probably is something to the... I don't know what it is, but I just think you have something so smooth and clean and a song literally labeled Goodbye in the fucking album with it. I can see people getting high as fuck to this song, too, by the way. Okay, we're done here. So that is a 12-track album. That is Reborn, Kavinsky's new album. I'm probably going to drop like a... I'm somewhere in the 2.5-3 range. I'm going to give it a 3, though, because the tracks I do love, like I said, I heard it 3 times. I'm probably going to play it a 4th time. I think this album is actually better than the first album, for at least for me, as far as my taste goes. But nothing on here really blows my mind. Nothing's on the level of Night Call. Not even close, actually. But really, that was... realistically for me the only track on that album that kind of blew my mind to what I like really can play over and over again. I can play Outlook over and over again, but I don't even think it touches a candle to Night Call. And on here, if I can do without the comparison of making it here, I like the songs, a lot more songs on this album than I do on the first album. But if I can say anything as a non-comparison is, I like the quiet songs on here. I love the Outsiders, the Horizons, the Goodbye. I was gonna say Pulsar is kind of quiet in a way, but it does have a lot of noise, if you will, towards the end. But those are my 3 tracks right there. And then the 2 I love with the lyrics, like Plasma and Zenith. I think they just hit well. Even Renegade too, for a certain extent. I love those tracks there. Vigilante, I can do without that fucking song. I think that song is terrible. I don't even like that song. I don't want to go terrible because we've done shitty music weeks on here, and I've heard worse, so I could just do without it on the album. Matter of fact, I'm going to go ahead and delete that right now off my download section. I don't need to listen to that song again. So, yeah, I'll drop a 3 on this. I enjoy the tracks on here as a whole. It's no Random Access Memories. It's no... I'm trying to... think of some albums that recently came out. It's not even Gunship for me. I love Gunship. That's one of my bands right there. So, but it's a damn good album for his return in 9 years. So I would highly recommend checking it out. I'm gonna give it a 3. It's great or it's good. Not great. It's not hitting anything that's gonna be memorable. If anything, as Night Call was. But shit, when you have a one hit like that, shit, what is? Ooh-wee. Anyway, let's talk about some bourbon now. Let us talk about some. Like, I'm looking at reviews right now. This dude gave it a. Oh wow, he broke down every track too, as far as what he thought each song. He gave it a 65 as far as the album goes. He said it's all right. He's not too familiar with Kavinsky, but this definitely sounds. He says it sounds a bit forced sounding. I don't agree with that part. It's not the worst thing I've heard all year, but it's definitely a mid off 2022 top contender. Cameo sounds like a tolerable. You know what? Cameo sounds like a tolerable Maroon 5 song. Damn. I need to go back and listen to that song now. You know what? Had this came out like in the past 2 years of 2021 and 2020 when we was getting great albums and shit, I feel like this album would just get lost in the shuffle, to be honest. Like, because it's coming out so early in the year. And, you know, we had got two... Was it last year that we got King's Disease 2 and Magic? Either way, we got two Nas albums coming back. And I would have been just... And then I got Leon Bridges' album and stuff like that. So, Glass Animals came out with an album in 2020. So, this would have came out so early. I think I would have forgot about this album, honestly. I probably would remember some tracks on it I wanted to listen to, but yeah, I could see this being in a mid-year shuffle. He's got Pulsar 73, Reborn, he gave a 57, Renegade a 64, and this is out of 100. Trigger, he gave an 81, which is his second highest score on here, so Trigger's his second favorite song. Goodbye, he gave a 77. Plasma, he gave an 87, so Plasma is his favorite song on here. Cameo, he gave a 43 to. Zenith a 71, so he likes Zenith more than Renegade. Vigilante a 52, which is his lowest score on here. Okay, at least someone agrees with me then. Vigilante sucks. Zombie a 57, Outsider 63, and Horizon a 53. Ooh. So we're in like complete opposites on the Outsider and Horizon. I actually like those songs. I'm seeing some 81s here. I see a 95. I see some 60s. I see some 70s. I see a little bit of everything. So it sounds like a mixed batch of album here. We're going to get Cody's thoughts next week when we come back for our third year anniversary month there. But yeah, if you listen to the Zenith album, please slide in my DM and let me know. Or not the Zenith album, the Reborn album. Let me know. I want to hear the thoughts on here. But anyway, right now what we got right here. A 111 proof, 55% ABV alcohol, 750 milliliters. The rainbow butterfly itself, stinging like a bee though. When it comes to the taste buds in your palate, we have the blue. We got the Blue Run Kentucky Straight High Rye Bourbon Whiskey. Oh wee! Now batch. This is batch number two. Batch number one was my favorite. Of the three I had that I bought, which was the High Rye Bourbon, the Cash Strength Rye, and the Golden Rye. The Golden Rye was my least favorite. It was a toss-up between the Cash Strength Rye and the High Rye Bourbon, but then I just balanced it out and said the High Rye Bourbon tastes better than the Cash Strength Rye because it just got this flavorfulness. And I already poured some. I've been sipping on it throughout this whole music review here. And damn, this tastes completely different. First of all, a lot more spices on it. Not to say batch one didn't have spices, but this one got some spices on it. I saw Mike did an Instagram live. I was going to say an interview. I guess it was kind of an interview. He did it with my boy Frank over in Jersey, and he was talking about how they wanted to make something completely different. I will say this right now. Sipping on this thing for the past 30 minutes or whatever, it's completely different. I enjoy that. It made me feel like I wasn't spending $100 on it, getting really the same thing with just a little added extra caramelness to it. Ooh, this is good. It's got a lot more spices on it. So, oh man, so we got 65% yellow corn on this, 30% rye, 5% malted barley mash bill. I'm looking at the back of the bottle, by the way. From Georgetown, Kentucky. Hand bottled in Barstown, Kentucky, by Blue Run Spirits, LLC. This is beautiful right here. You know what? Another bottle I'm going to need I'm gonna need like a blue butterfly next because I gotta match my last drop artwork that I have for the show here with the blue run porn by the Godfather Rose right there. Damn. See, I'm gonna need a blue and a black one now. Preferably a light blue. As a telemarketer calls me right now, my watch is buzzing from New Orleans. Oh, wait, I don't even say New Orleans. I say Orleans, California. Where the fuck is Orleans, California at? I swear, they just be making up shit now, whatever. You know, telemarketer, they think they're gonna get me by just putting California in there because they think I'm gonna answer all California calls. Nah, that ain't gonna work that way. Get the fuck off my phone, bitch. Anyway. Oh, man. The spices own this drink right here. It's on your palate. It's on the finish. It's all there. First of all, let's talk about this sexy ass fucking bottle I'm about to make out with in a minute here. This bottle is fucking beautiful. I have a buddy, or a colleague, if you will. He doesn't even drink. He saw this when it came in, and he looked at that and said, "Damn, that's sexy." I said, "Isn't she?" I call her Blue. She's my Blue. Yeah. Kind of like Chris Pratt and that damn dinosaur in Jurassic World. I think her name was Blue. But unlike that Blue, this Blue is deadly. Ooh, you drink too much. You won't wake back up until the next day. You'll wake back up. But you won't remember shit if you drink too much. You ain't gonna remember shit, actually, at all. So it's definitely more deadlier than that Blue. Yeah. But you'd probably want to hang out with this Blue more than that Blue, because it's a fake dinosaur, so. But that's besides the point here, though. So, look at her. She's so, that butterfly speaking to me right now. What's that? Drink me. No, I can't do that on air. No, they would me too me in a heartbeat. I can't, no. No, I can't rub on you. Like, okay, I'm gonna rub you. Oh my God, you're so smooth. How did you do that? How did you do, oh my God, what kind of, Lubriderm? Lubriderm, that's it? Oh my God, I gotta get on Amazon. I gotta order some Lubriderm. Fuck this Bath and Body Works shit. I gotta get some Lubriderm now. So that's how you made your butterfly so smooth, your wings so smooth? Wow, look at you. You got the little gold letters too. You're just so pretty. You're so sexy. People are like, listen to this, going like, what the fuck is he doing to that bottle right now? I'm just admiring it. All the work that they put in this. The shape of the bottle is what, like, it's so, I mean, I was going to say kind of generic, but like I've never seen a bottle shaped like this. But the little portion at the bottom where it turns round, I mean, that's just gorgeous. And then how it just comes up. And I love the black cork. I just told you black's my favorite color, and I love everything black. Kind of like that Curb Your Enthusiasm moment. I eat black licorice. Hell, I eat black toast. Okay. So shout out to Frank for that one. same thing for me. When I see black, I go like, ooh. Shit, you can make oatmeal black. I'll eat that shit. I don't even like oatmeal. If that shit was black, I'd be looking at that going like, that must taste good. Put some brown sugar on that motherfucker. I bet it tastes even better. But it's so simplistic, yet so perfect. So, I don't know. I mean, when I talk to Mike, if we do a little something, that's the first thing I'm going to bring up. It's like, you must have spent like just hours on the bottle and the design itself or whatever. How can we be different and yet still stand out from every other whiskey bottle? And this one right here, when I put this on the shelf, ooh, it's like right next to the Michter's, next to a George T. Stagg. It's next to a fucking last drop bottle, okay? And it stands out over all of them. Because like on my shelving, I got like a, it's got a door on it. And it's like, you can only see the bottles in the middle because that's where the glass is. The rest is like wood grain. So, like, I'm looking at it right now. I see some Michter's over there. I see a Bomb Burgers. I see a George T. Stagg. I see the Last Drop. But I see three goddamn butterflies, too. Oh, wee. Oh. I need to get off this air because I'm about to go have some fun time with them. Anyway. So, on the nose. This shit is heaven. Okay? It smells fucking fantastic. And I will say this. Because I had some Batch 1 earlier. I don't think it smells better than Batch 1. Matter of fact, I don't even think it tastes as great as Batch 1. Put that little nugget out there for y'all, huh? I think it is like just a little half. Just like, if I had to like grade it, because I gave Bash One a last drop. If I had to grade it, this would be like, and we don't do this on his shows. We either do 0.5s or the next point over or whatever. This would be like a 3.999 or whatever. It's like a half a fucking point less than the Bash One, if you ask me. I love the fruit caramelness of the Bash One had. This one, extra doses of spices, which I love, by the way. I'm Creole. How could I not like spices? Cajun's in my blood and shit. But I do miss all that aroma of that fruit and caramel. First of all, it's still perfectly well balanced, like the first one, though. Like Thanos, the world need to be balanced. So sometimes you gotta snap a finger on a bitch or whatever and make him vanish. That was the worst snap ever. The nose, though. You get like some vanilla custard. You don't get the no sign of no ethanol burn or anything like that. Damn, this was. If you lit this shit on fire, it'll make your house smell like fucking flowers, okay? That's how good it smells. Fuck it, I'm gonna go ahead and say it. I don't think it tastes better than Batch 1 by like half a point or whatever, but I think it smells better. I hit you with that little nugget, didn't I? It's got like some fucking dessert to it, like a dessert cake, like a cake or something like that. You get the fruit scent on it. The vanilla is vanilla all over. I'm not getting the caramel like I got on Batch 1. That's not there. But that ethanol, which is crazy that burn isn't there on the nose or whatever, because when you sip it, it's like, ooh, it's all on the palate and shit. The palate, I get like an orange peel. Very light on some spearmint. Vanilla is on it. Baking spice or baking pepper, or no, baking spice with pepper on it. Oh, that's definitely there. It's like all over the palate and shit. The finish, it's crazy because it kind of just lingers in the throat area, but not like a bad, like a long bad lingering. It's just kind of there, but not in a bad way neither. It's there, but it doesn't fade away. It doesn't get intense. It's just like a medium length finish that just like lingers in the throat area. Never hits the chest area, so you're not getting that ethanol burn. There's like a fucking apricot there. There's an apricot there on the finish. This is something you go to the bar, you sip on, you drink one, and you just walk out the fucking room, and you happy. That's what this reminds me of. This is something you drink in the morning. I'm about to paint a really fucked up scenario. You waking up, and the first thing you say is, oh, fuck, it's Monday. Ugh. God, the only good thing about my Monday is I can listen to the last drop. Oh God, but the rest of it, fuck a Monday. I say fuck Thursdays, me, because that's when traffic's the worst. But here in LA, but that's to each his own. You wake up, you take and you in your nice warm bed too. Ooh, you didn't have to turn the heater or the air conditioner because it was just so perfect. But then when you wake up, because you got to wake up at 5 a.m., you like fucking bitch. Get out of my warm bed now. You get to the bathroom, brushing your teeth or whatever. You take a shower, whatever it is you do. Throw some water on your face. Wash it down. Get your facial creams on there with your face lotion to make yourself all pretty looking and shit. Take some grease in there and rub it through your curls and make it all beautiful and shit like that. You get to your room. You look at the closet and go like, I don't give a fuck what I'm wearing today. Give me some jeans, some Jordans, and a fucking hoodie for all I care. I'm gonna be on set today anyway, so who gives a shit? I'm not speaking for personal experiences of waking up in the morning, by the way. This person just also so happens to have to be on set at like 6 a.m. and then you realize when you about to go open the door, that fucking wind just hits you right in the face, and you like, eh, fuck this, dude. Fuck this. So then you go back to your room. And you just start staring at shit. And you go like, you know what? Fuck it. It's 5 a.m., but I don't give a shit. I need a drink. You get in that cabinet. You pour this little blue run right here. You take a sip of that. Just take a little sip. Like half an ounce. It's a tasting. That's all. It's a tasting. It's like a goddamn protein shake for people that are working out at 4 a.m. in the morning. You know they crazy. You know, why the fuck would you want to work out that early? It's a damn protein shake. So you sip that. Next you know, your ass is smiling. You like, wait a minute. Hold on. That just made my day better now. Hit you with that little nugget right there. Look at that, man. I'm giving life advice, life tips, drinking advice, music tips, all of the above. People are probably like, where that weird-ass laugh come from, whatever, you know. It's because I can see my reflection in my my iMac here, but I also have, like, these other monitors, and neither one of them are on, so I'm, like, seeing my reflection around like I'm fucking Batman in the Dark Knight when he had those monitors up and he's watching himself, so it looks like I'm just talking to myself. And that's how I talk to myself. I laugh. This is about to sound a little biased or something like that, but like I said, I don't do 3.99s on this show or anything like that. I don't do, you either get a 3.5, you get either get a 3 or a 3.5, you know, there is no in between or whatever. So this is getting a last drop. This is High Rye Bourbon of the Blue Run brand. That's my favorite one so far. It's the only, I mean, I've only had three variants of their, not COVID, but three variants of their bottles, which is the Cash Strength Rye, the High Rye Bourbon, and the Golden Rye. But the High Rye just wins over both of them. Batch 2 is knocking it out the park. This actually, as far as the black, the baking spice and the black pepper and stuff like that, that actually kind of reminds me of the Cash Strength Rye, which I need to go back and sip on to see, because I remember that it had that, like, that nice little burn on the palate there. Not like a, I should say, like, pepper on the palate and finish there. This kind of reminds me of that more than it does of the Batch 1 of High Rye Bourbon, so I need to go back and try that out and see. I'm going to try to get something together with Mike. We're going to... We're probably going to do both of the bottles. I'm going to do Batch 1 and Batch 2. So, probably set something up in my office. Oh, wait a minute. Damn, Mike, you know what? My office is under construction right now, so. You know what? I'll figure something out. Don't worry about this. I know you're probably like, oh, that's not a problem or whatever. Yeah, it is. For audio reasons, it's definitely a problem. So, you don't want to be hearing drilling and shit like that in the background or whatever. So I'll figure something out. We can work something out here. But, yeah, I want to get something going with Mike. We could sit in person, have a little drink session with some Blue Run here, and just chat about it, because man, and then I can like bitch at about him. How do I get this black butterfly? But we'll save that for that another time here. But no, this is a last drop, man. It's hitting perfect. I mean, it's got the nice palate feel. It's flavorful. My finish is just, like, perfectly set. I mean, it's nothing that's too lingering long. It's not, like, giving that burning sensation of ethanol in my chest or nothing like that. I'm not feeling it in my stomach. It's a mouthful. The nose is just fucking stupendous. The price is just right. It's $99, people. I think it just sold out a week ago. I think it took, like, 3 days, if not, for this bottle to sell out. The bottle design of itself is beautiful. The presentation of it is gorgeous. I can show this to anybody. They'll love it. I think Batch 1 tastes a little bit better. So, like, if I can give that, like, a last drop 0.1, then if some shit like that makes sense, whatever. But this one's not that far behind. It's completely different from Batch 1, which is what I love the most about it. It doesn't taste anywhere near the same, for me at least. There's a little bit of tweaking there as far as making something different and unique about it. And I think the spices add something unique to it. I love spices. Like I said, I'm Creole, so Cajun's in my blood. So when the spices hit me, I was just like, wait a minute, am I drinking the right bottle here? No, I was expecting something similar, just with like a higher note of caramel or something like that. But no, it's completely threw me off. Whew. And the heat, man. The heat is there on the finish, man. You open up your mouth, it's like fucking dragon breath hitting you right there. But it's not like overbearing or it takes over all the other characteristics and shit. I can taste every bit of flavor that's in there. I still taste like an orange peel or zest to it, something like that. There's like this nice little spearmint in there. The vanilla's there. There's like this apricot that's hanging in the back of my neck note here. Or my neck note. My neck or my throat here. And this is a 4 year. If I'm not mistaken, this is aged for 4 years too. Don't knock these younger spirits people. These Nas bottles. They're coming at it. I love it too. I got to try this goddamn Black Butterfly. Okay, I'm fucking obsessed with it now. Okay. For me, this was like my Pappy of the year. I didn't get a Pappy this year, even though it's only March or whatever yet. But this is it for me. I was super excited to get this bottle. I was super excited to even talk about it. I know it's not a store pick, and this show is usually called Store Pick Mondays, but shit, we just switched it up for the month of March, baby. We talking about that Blue Run Monday. What you know about that, huh? All right, I'll stop. That'll be the end of that. So anyway, people, I'm getting out of here. I'm done. I want to thank everyone for listening to this week's episode. I want to thank people for tuning in this month, the Irish Whiskey Month, if you will, where I brought in the Red Breast, the Red Spot. I did a mashup of the 15-year-olds of the Spot family versus the Breast family. Capped it off with a Blue Run Monday with a new bottle here. I love it. I got a ton of store picks right now sitting on my desk as we speak. I got the fucking... I got a lot of shit sitting up here. I gotta still open up the Morton Steakhouse, the 40th Empire. That's coming soon. I might even get a steak on here. You know what? Damn. I might have to go back to Morton's. I'm gonna have to order a steak to go. I'm gonna have to bring it up in here and eat it too. I got another store pick here. Someone gave me this little. I was gonna do this bottle actually. It's an Irish whiskey store pick. It was bottled for BevMo. Founders Barrel 105, whatever. I've never even seen it. Limavady single malt whiskey, single barrel Irish whiskey, finished in ex bourbon barrels and PX sherry casks. You know the Irish loving them sherry casks right now. Bottle number 398 out of 846. I actually got this from a client. They hooked me up with this bottle. So I was gonna open this bottle because it's Irish month, whatever. But once I got this Blue Run thing, I was like, yeah, I gotta do a whole episode on this. So yeah, so want to thank everybody for tuning in. Tune in next week. It's gonna be incredible. We're gonna talk some more Kavinsky. I want to get Cody's thoughts on it. We're gonna talk about the fucking 3 year anniversary of the last drop. The artworks that we've had from the two little fake Japanese bottles that I don't want to get sued by Suntory, to now, like, you know, having the Blue Run bottle in the bar in the background with me serving everybody drinks. Yeah, it's going to be, we're going to talk about a lot of things. We're going to talk about what Cody's favorite pours. I'm just making shit up now, to be honest, as we go. That might not even happen. I might even forget. So either way, just tune in. It's coming. You're going to get a throwback sort of to the very first episode of The Last Drop, except with a better high variant of that bottle. So if you remember what the very first episode of The Last Drop was, then you know what brand I'm talking about. That's coming back. With that said, though, people, check out Blue Run. Go to BlueRunSpirits.com. See if you can get a bottle purchase on there. Buy one of those crew neck sweaters is on there. I'm actually thinking of getting one. I want a black one, so I might order one of those. I'm trying to buy all their merch. I'm trying to rep the brand real hard here, actually. Especially over in the LA Santa Monica area. So I'm trying to rep that real hard. So check out BlueRun.com. I think it's BlueRunSpirits.com. I'm fucking the name up or whatever. Check that out. Purchase all your Blue Run purchases there. Follow them on Instagram, Blue Run Spirits. And follow them on Twitter as well, too. You can. With that said, though, people, I'm your godfather whiskey. I'm JB. And like I always say, livers will never be the same. And glasses will never be dry. That was a shitty ass clean. Hold on, let's try that again. Close enough, whatever.